This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Vice President Mike Pence is expected at the White House Monday, despite his press secretary's testing positive for coronavirus on Friday. There were conflicting reports earlier this evening on whether or not the vice president would be isolating or plan to isolate. Bloomberg News, which earlier had said he would self-isolate, now quotes a spokesman as saying the vice president has been self-isolating for the past 2 days, but will be at the White House on Monday. Both Pence and U.S. President Donald Trump are tested frequently for the coronavirus and have tested negative. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, one of the government's most prominent voices explaining the scope of the pandemic to the American public, says he's adopting a modified quarantine after what he said was a low-risk contact with the White House staffer who tested positive for COVID-19. Fauci said he would stay at home and telework for 14 days and plans to be tested every day. The commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration and the head of the government's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are also quarantining after coming into contact with a person who tested positive for coronavirus at the White House. Top White House officials said Sunday they expect U.S. unemployment rate could reach 25% before the world's biggest economy begins to improve. Currently, it's at 14.7%. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told Fox News Sunday that the reported numbers are probably going to get worse before improving in the second half of the year and into 2021. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett told CBS News he's expecting a jobless rate, in his words, north of 20, with millions more laid-off workers filing for unemployment compensation in May and June. The 14.7% rate announced Friday is the worst in the United States since the Great Depression in the 1930s. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.